For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Hope your week is going beautifully. And hope Jesus is Lord of your life and you wake up and you're excited about starting a brand new day and to receive new mercies today. Maybe yesterday was a bummer. Maybe it's been rough. But you know what? You woke up, and if you have breath in your lungs, God's saying you got another chance. You got another start. Slate is clean. Get your arms in the air. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. New mercies. And just bow the knee and say, God, I need your help today. I need that mercy. I need that grace. I can't do this on my own. That's the way you start your day. And God says, I know, but I'm right here. I live inside you. I'm going to help you with every single thing you're going to need. So anyway, we've been in Psalm 23, verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. And I've gone into that Monday and Tuesday, but I felt led to kind of just back up a minute and talk to you about this good shepherd and why Psalm 23 was even written. What was David doing? Let me just give you a little thing on that, on Psalm 23:1. David starts out and he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I want you to think about this. I'm trying to help you out there to build some confidence in God. I want you to trust God. Well, David was a shepherd, wasn't he? And he knew, he thought, you know what? I remember what it was like when I was out there, just like when I was telling you about Philip Keller in his book, A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. He too was a shepherd, present day. And he was going through the comparison of himself as a physical shepherd on the terrain and how our chief shepherd, Jesus, watches over us. Well, David did the same thing. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. He remembered how he meticulously cared for those sheep day after day, night after night. So then his thoughts go toward the Heavenly Father. And the word Lord here, the Lord is my shepherd, is Yahweh. Remember in Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, this is Moses. When I go to the Israelites, I'll say to them, the God of your father sent me to you. What if the people say, well, what is his name? What do I tell them? And God says to Moses, I am who I am. When you go to the people of Israel, you tell them, I am sent me to you. And so what God is saying here is Yahweh, I am that I am. I'm going to be what you're going to need me to be. This is what David is discovering when he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He is Yahweh. He is God. He is ruler of it all. He will be whatever I need him to be. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that right now. Yahweh will be whoever and whatever you need him to be. His provision is total. Psalm 34, 9 and 10. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him, there's no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Yahweh. Are you hungry? He's bread. Are you in the dark? He's your light. Are you searching? He's truth. Are you lost? He is the way. Are you in need? He is the shepherd. He is it. I shall not lack. Why? Because Yahweh, I am that I am, is on the scene. And this is what David is saying in Psalm 23:1. The Lord Yahweh is my shepherd. Jesus calls himself the good shepherd in John 10. Look at these references. Verses 7 and 9. He's the door of the sheep, the entrance of the sheepfold. John 10, verses 11 and 15. He gives his life for the sheep. John 14. He knows his sheep. Look at all these in John. John 27, his sheep hear his voice. John 28, his sheep are secure because no one can snatch them from his hand. Wow, the Lord Yahweh is my shepherd. Jesus calls himself the good shepherd all through John. Tomorrow I'm going to go through the credentials of Jesus being my good shepherd and why you can place all your trust and confidence in him. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.